Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Music has always been part of Chris Angelis's life. Her parents' vinyl record collection, including the Beatles, the Eagles, and the Archies, was a natural resource, but even waltz music. And her grandparents' Rodgers and Hammerstein videos taught her melodies and harmonies, which helped ease her into her church choir. Now, as a recording artist, Angelis, who lists contemporary songwriting influences like Brandi Carlile, Ray LaMontagne, Taylor Swift, and the Lumineers, has won multiple LA Music Critic Awards. She performed in Sheridan, Wyoming last night, and she got up at 5 a.m. to get to our Rapid City studios for today's Moment in Sound. Chris Angelis, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. How was that 5 o'clock drive in the morning?
Oh, wow. It was good. I got to see the sunrise. So, you know, there's pluses to everything.
And Wyoming and western South Dakota is not a bad place to catch that sunrise, is it?
It is not. It's so beautiful. I've been traveling throughout. I'm trying to play in all 50 states this year, and I'm just learning that America is just gorgeous everywhere.
Tell us a little bit about what that travel time is like for you. Is it a creative time?
Sometimes, I listen to a lot of music. I listen to audiobooks. Sometimes it's just sitting there thinking about life. There's a lot of existential dread, but also some creativity too.
All right. So what will you play for us first today so we can get a flavor of your music?
This is a song from my EP that came out in 2017 called Heartbreak is Contagious. Here we go. Tripping over words never was my style. The way it made me feel, I couldn't help but smile. Yeah, you really got me. So fast, so fast, syncopated, so syncopated, like that, just like that, it dissipated. Help me try to understand what's going on inside your head. Nothing can save us, can save us. I don't know if you got burned. Listen, honey, I'm not her. Heartbreak is contagious, contagious. Tell me we can talk it out. We've run out of words somehow. Can't turn the pages, the pages. Keep on going round and round. How long till we figure out? Heartbreak is contagious, contagious. I swear there was a time when you belong to me. I'm a two-way heart on a one-way street. Yeah, you really got me. So fast, syncopated, so syncopated, like that, just like that. It dissipated. Help me try to understand what's going on inside your head. Nothing can save us, can save us. I don't know if you got burned. Listen, honey, I'm not her. Heartbreak is contagious, contagious. It's not like we can talk it out. We've been out of words somehow. Can't turn the pages. The pages keep on going round and round. How long till we figure out? Heartbreak is contagious, contagious. Ooh, 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 ooh. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. And if we try to go back, we couldn't change it, no, we couldn't change it, I know that. Hey, help me try to understand what's going on inside your head. Nothing nothing can save us, can save us. I don't know if you got burned. Listen, honey, I'm not hurt. Heartbreak is contagious, contagious. It's not like we can talk it out. We've run out of words somehow. Can't turn the pages, the pages. Keep on going round and round. How long till we figure out? Heartbreak is contagious, contagious.
If you're just tuning in, that's the music of Chris Angela. She's playing live from the SDPB Rapid City Studios, and she is on her way to Sioux Falls tonight, Parker's Bistro. You can see her downtown at 7 p.m. Central Time. Chris, have you played in South Dakota before?
No.
Wonderful. So. Well, welcome. I hope you have a It's a great little venue there at Parker's. Tell us a little bit about how you got your start, because it has something to do with the band Hanson, and not many people have that story, I don't think.
No, I guess not. Or they don't admit it.
Right.
I'm proud. Yeah, well, when I discovered Hanson, they were sort of this beacon of positive music that seemed authentic, like amongst some stuff that, you know, was more... I don't know. It's hard. When I say that, people are like, what do you mean? Mbop is like total pop. But that's not the only song that they have.
Right.
Surprise. And I got really excited because they were, you know, these brothers, and I have an identical twin sister, and we started learning how to harmonize by singing their songs. And it felt like, wow, these people are so young and they're able to do this. And so, you know, maybe I could do it too. Cause I always felt like musicians were these sort of otherworldly people that were not in a world that I could achieve and be part of. And they sort of made it seem possible.
So in that landscape of, cause you're, you know, you're in your parents' record collection, you're mm-hmm. watching Lawrence Welk on TV. Mm-hmm. They had to have been seemed incredibly young to you.
Yeah.
You also don't have to wait until you're, you know, what must have seemed like 100 years old when you were that age.
Definitely.
to be on a big stage making music.
Exactly.
That's a powerful story. Have you ever, like, reached out to Hanson to tell him?
I actually have met them a number of times.
Good.
weirdly, I'm friends with Reeve Carney, who was Spider-Man. He was Peter Parker in the Spider-Man musical.
Okay.
And so I went to see one of the previews as a guest of his. And then afterwards, he's like, let's go out and go have dinner. And I was like, great. And we walk in and he's like, hey, this is my friend Taylor. Have you met my friend Chris? And I was just like, oh, hi, Taylor Hanson. and like, no, we haven't met, but let's hang out.
As one
cool.
does. Yeah.
Yeah.
So do you have a sense that you're that person for someone else? As you know, people are, and you never know now because someone's just on your website, which is chrisangelis.com, by the way, spelled with a K. Mm-hmm. And we'll put a link up on our website after the show as well. But somebody else is looking at, you know, your video that is a kind of a tribute to Footloose and Kevin Bacon, which I love. I watched that twice.
Thank you.
This is totally wholesome and fun. And they're saying, I can do that because look at her. She's out here doing this and she's having a great time. You know, you're making a connection with someone else that you haven't met yet.
Oh my gosh, I hope so. That's seriously all I hope about my music career.
So
sure.
Tell me about your sister and how is she part of your, because I think she's, when you did a Tiny Desk entry for NPR, she's in that video, right?
Yeah. She, like I said, we learned how to harmonize together, and she's always been part of, like, we wrote our first song together when we were 3 years old, about being cold and wanting to go inside. And and she has branched out. We've gone sort of separate ways. We both were in musical theater together and acting training and stuff. And she went full into the acting world, and she's like, you know, movie star. And and I went into the music thing. But I can be, as she calls it, her special talent, where she gets to have a twin for auditions and stuff. And and she can be my special thing, where I have someone who looks just like me that can sing harmonies. So I sing with her whenever I possibly can. It's super fun.
Yeah, you become each other's best friend and party trick whenever necessary.
For sure.
Tell me a little bit about, you know, because when you tell that story, it's clear that art grabs people in different ways, even people who grew up in the same house and are identical twins. How has music really grabbed you and become not just something that you're making a living doing, but part of your whole self?
Well, Yeah, like I said, when I discovered the artists that really were the sort of catalysts for me becoming a singer-songwriter myself, it was definitely an emotional time and what something that brought me hope and legitimacy to the things that I was feeling. And like I've always said, you know, when people go through breakups or any sort of hard time in life, I'm always like, how do people who don't write songs get through their lives? Mm-hmm. And because that's definitely what I've done. There's a quote that I love. It says, music says that which cannot be expressed, but oh my gosh, now I'm messing up the quote. But it's like, it allows you to say things that you can't really say. Mm-hmm. And it's a universal language. And so, yeah, I don't know how I could do life without music.
Yeah. All right, let's hear another song. What will you play for us next, please?
This is a brand new song that's going to be on my new EP that I'm recording. And it's called If I Can't Have What I Want. My heart is broken. Oh, I'm sorry. I totally started in the wrong key. I could have done it, but that would have been really
moment
low.
Moment in sound. That's perfect.
Sorry. My heart is broken. It doesn't work anymore. I feel nothing. Where I used to love before, I can't open up. I'm on the edge of fear. I know I have to jump. Oh, but I'm still standing here. If I can't have what I want, if I can't have what I want, then I'll want nothing at all. Yeah, it's all. Cause I can't have you. And I'm a liar. Yeah, I smile when we speak, but it's crumbling. The ground beneath my feet, I can feel it. Your heart beating in my chest, I forgive you. Oh, but how can I forget? If I can't have what I want, if I can't have what I want, then I'll want nothing at all. Yeah, it's all that I can. Cause I can't have you. Cause I can't have you. If I can't have what I want, if I can't have what I want, then I want nothing at all. That's all that I can do. Cause I can't have what I want, if I can't have what I want. All that I can do, cause I can't have you, cause I can't have you, cause I can't have you.
Chris Angelus on today's Moment in Sound. You can see her tonight in Sioux Falls at Parker's Bistro. That starts at 7 p.m. Chris, that sound Wait, song.
Does it actually start at 7? Well, I have it at starts at 9.
You have it at 9. We'll do some confirmation here. Okay. Oh, Parker's no. Told us 7, so we'll go ahead and make sure we can figure out. But sometime tonight, you're going to want to be at Parker's.
Right.
Hopefully, we can get that detail for you here before we let you go.
It's a long drive.
It is. All right. So tell me a little bit, because that song it sounds so timeless. It sounds like brand new, like you haven't heard anything like it before. Yeah. But yet, hasn't that been around for forever? When you write something like this and get to the point where you're playing it, do you feel that sense of like, okay, yeah, that's it? Like the tuning fork resonates and you say, I got it.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. There are times for sure that a song happens like that. And I think that was one of them where it's kind of one of those moments of like, oh, wow, this is one of those songs that if I heard it, I would really like it. And that always feels really good. Feels like something that's not totally me, you know?
Yeah.
Sort of came to me.
And then you feel like you're part of something larger than yourself.
Yeah. And I wrote it with Garrison Starr, who's an incredible singer, songwriter. And so she's definitely part of it. And I'm very, very fortunate to get to work with her.
Yeah. As you travel across the country, you do all kinds of collaboration in LA and other places. Tell us what that collaboration sort of feels like. Because especially when you grow up with someone so close to you, like your sister, you're used to a certain kind of connection and creative process and working together, right? And then you go out into the world and other people offer other things. What was it like to sort of open up to collaboration on new levels?
Yeah, it's been really fun. Like for a while, I was terrified of collaboration, partially because I was like, oh, what if they think I'm terrible or all of my ideas are stupid? Where my sister doesn't have any qualms about telling me that. She's like, no, that's dumb. Right. But but also because my songs are very personal to me and it felt very vulnerable to open up to another person who sometimes it's the first time you've met and suddenly you're talking about these, you know, extremely personal experiences. And I felt, vulnerable kind of letting people in, but also letting that my songs go away from me. And they always turn into something a little different than it would have been if it was just me. And usually it's a really good thing. And it's definitely opened me up to a lot of different styles of music and things that I wouldn't have done on my own.
Tell me a little bit about your videos and sort of taking a song and then turning it into a, you know, visual or digital representation. They're so innovative and creative, artfully done, fun, just engaging. Tell me about that process.
A lot of times I have in my mind, you know, sort of imagery as I'm writing a song or as I'm listening to it afterwards that I want to bring to life. But a lot of it, again, has come from collaboration of getting to work with these directors who, you know, are wonderful filmmakers who hear my music and they have their own vision. Damien Horan is one who did a video for a song called Not Your Fault, which actually has... Justin Hartley, who plays Kevin in This Is Us, is in that music video, so that was really fun. And Emma Bell directed the Kevin Bacon one, which was Damien Horan's idea. So it's a lot of collaboration and getting to see those things actually in the real world, not just in my head, is always really fun.
You're having fun making them as
well.
I mean, it's an incredible amount of work. But for you, this is that work that doesn't feel like work, or does it feel like a slog? Tell the truth.
It definitely is work, you know, getting up early and trudging through fields and, you know, all the things that it takes. But it's super fun. And I am so, so blessed and grateful because I have so many talented friends, you know, in the film industry who are willing to just do it for basically no pay. And we just all, you know, trade favors. And I have these videos that people are like, oh, well, how would you spend on that $30,000? And I'm like, about $100 for food for the crew because I'm incredibly lucky to know these people.
Oh, nice. And tell us a little bit about some of the work that you do through music to give back and kind of be out there as an artist, realizing that it's not just about your own creative process, but it's about what you can do. You've made some interesting choices and connections philanthropically as well.
Yeah. Well, I think that music and art education is incredibly important for society. And I actually did a tour a few years ago called the Extreme Tour, where I went around to with a bunch of different artists, and we went to underserved communities and would play these free shows in parks. And, you know, these kids would come up to me and they were just so excited to even be holding a guitar, and, you know, I'd let them play it, and they were so excited, and I'd be like, oh, you should ask your parents to get you music lessons. And then I'm like, oh, right, you can't afford that, and your school doesn't have it. And that really touched me and made me want to definitely get involved in supporting arts education, because I think that it's so important, yeah, for kids to have that kind of outlet so that they're not, you know, getting into drugs and being on the street and, you know, those kinds of therapeutic things for like veterans and inmates. And it's shown to be extremely beneficial. And so those are the things that are very close to my heart.
What excites you about the potential of what kind of art could come out of some of those unexpected places as you, you know, remove some of the barriers to music and creation of art? There's a lot of voices that we're not hearing from.
Absolutely, there are a lot of voices, and I think that it's, yeah, that's well put, that that people might overlook if they weren't given a platform. And I want to talk about my friend Zoe Bookbinder has a thing that's called the Prison Music Project that she's been working on with Annie DeFranco and inmates from Folsom Prison. She went in there and co-wrote songs with the inmates, and it's making a huge impact in their lives. And my sister's actually making a documentary about it. It's a whole thing. And, you know, because I think that those people are people who might never have even thought that they could be creative in the first place, or if they hadn't been given a chance, their words and their emotions and their stories wouldn't have been told. And I think that they're important to hear from all of those branches of society, and so we can make a positive change.
Let's have one more song, Chris. What do you have for us now?
This one is called Stained Glass. And it's about how we get colored by everything in our lives, all the people that we meet, all of our experiences. And even though sometimes we get broken and it might not feel like it at the time, it's possible to come back together and be whole and be something even stronger and more beautiful than we were before, like stained glass. We've been living in a glass house, throwing stones. I can see right through your walls, love, all alone. Shattered, cracked from battles past, we fall apart, but we come back. Stained glass, stronger than we were before. Stolen, beautifully broken. There's nothing different about the sunrise, but the light's changed in my eyes. I've seen this picture a thousand times, and now it's come to life. Shattered, cracked from battles past, we fall apart, but we come back. Stained glass, stronger than we were before. Stained glass, pieces that were stolen, beautifully broken, colored by the way we are. Ooh. 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 Shattered, cracked from battles past, we fall apart, but we come back. than we were before. Oh, stained glass, impossible to be ignored. Oh, stained glass, with all the tales we've woven, let's throw the windows open, stronger than we were before. Stronger than we were before. Ooh. Ooh. We're stronger than we were before.
A wonderful moment in sound from Chris Angelus. You can find her online at chrisangelus.com, K-R-I-S-A-N-G-E-L-I-S. We'll put a link for you up on our website, listen.sdpb.org. She plays Parker's Bistro in Sioux Falls tonight, and she's got a new EP coming out in December. She's playing the Tom Petty Birthday Bash in Gainesville, Florida this October. Yeah. All kinds of things ahead for this artist. Thank you so much, Chris, for being here with us
today. Thank you so much, Lori. Thanks for having me.